Today, the Pietermaritzburg High Court declared the Ingonyama Trust's policy of making communal land occupants sign leases and pay rent unlawful. And the court also ruled that the communal land occupants who have been paying rent will get back the rentals which they have paid to the trust to date. And the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, the court found that it had failed in its constitutional duty to protect community rights, and so now it is the responsibility of the department to make sure that the court's ruling is implemented fully and to the letter. Dr. Ininka Claessens is somebody with whom I've spoken about this on several occasions in the past, chief researcher at UCT's Land and Accountability Research Centre. Ininka, very, very good afternoon. I'm sure it's a judgment that pleases you going by our previous conversations on this.
Yes, I mean, it's an absolutely wonderful judgment and it's incredibly far-reaching. So it's going to have implications not just for all the people living on Ingonyama Trust land, but also for all the other 18 million people living in the former homelands, because it goes very far in saying that the minister abrogated her duty to protect people's land rights as required by the Constitution. And, you know, that's going to have far-reaching implications in other areas as well.
What sort of implications, Ininka?
Well, basically, government's just announced that it's going to introduce something called the Communal Tenure Bill in Parliament. And we've had sight of that, and it basically gives control over communal land to traditional leaders. And what this judgment says is that the people occupying that land who have inherited it for generations have got ownership of that land. And any actions that undermine that ownership are unlawful and unconstitutional. So it basically means that that communal land tenure bill is going to have to go back to the drawing board if the minister
wants
to comply.
Not back to the drawing board, but into the rubbish bin, it sounds like.
Yeah, yes, right.
I mean, this is political dynamite then. I mean, you know, the ANC has been very hesitant to annoy the Zulu nation. And I mean, I don't know, you know, the next bit of Zulu royalty, whether they are going to be as protective of the Ingonyama Trust as King Goodwill Zwelithini was. And generally the ANC has wanted to placate traditional chiefs in these sorts of areas. So one imagines that this is going to be appealed.
Well, it's a very strong judgment, and the beauty of it is it's written by a traditionalist, by the Deputy Chief Justice of Pietermaritzburg, Judge Madondo, who has come out and said that the trust was wrong to characterize any of this litigation as an attack on the Zulu Kingdom or as an attack on the Ingonyama. That basically what this is about and has always been about is people's basic constitutional rights, their right to land. And he's basically given a judgment which cuts across all this political rhetoric which was used by the chair of the trust, Mr. Jerome Ngwenya, and the kind of bluster that's been mobilized to protect what this judgment exposes to be systematic disposition of the underlying ownership that comes from customary law. So it's a unanimous judgment by three judges, and it's very well argued. So I think if they do appeal it, they're going to get a very warm clap, because it's not a judgment that I would like to appeal if I were the minister or the Ingonyama Trust. I mean, the other thing is that the manager of the Ingonyama Trust, you know, who's the person who's really pushed this litigation, Mr. Ngwenya, is in serious trouble on a number of fronts. You know, there's a strike by all the officials of the Ingonyama Trust that's been running for about a week. They're all complaining about non-payment and being bullied and whatever. And also, the Ingonyama Trust has got qualified audits in Parliament for the last number of years. And the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee has been desperately trying to exercise oversight. So I think the new king might well reconsider whether the current management, which is so bedeviled by problems, is really in his interests.
Do you have any idea of the amount of money involved that will now have to be, according to this court judgment, paid back to the claimants?
Well,
it's probably quite significant.
It is quite significant. In recent years, there have been amounts of 80 or 90 million paid over in rent, and this has been going back over 10 years. And these are very, very poor people who've been forced to pay, 800, 900 rand a year for land that they already own. How are they going to actually reimburse those people when a lot of that money has already been spent is a problem for government to have to resolve.
Take the money from SAA and give it to the farmers. It's all so complicated. Anika, thank you very much indeed. Dr. Anika Klaasens, Chief Researcher at UCT's Land and Accountability Research Centre.